Hey, you, is your league rocking that same tired fantasy trophy they gave out to millennials like Grandma's Butterscotch? Trophy Smack destroys the competition! Finally, there is a unique and customizable fantasy sports trophy to represent your hard-earned victory. With Trophy Smack Swap Tops, you have the ability to change the trophy top every year. The league winner keeps their topper and plaque to remind them of what it takes to be number one. We also sell rings, championship belts, and gift cards. Still not sold on Trophy Smack? Take a real customer's word for it.
It's clearly the best trophy on the planet. I bought the Trump Topper and wow, doesn't that topper look like a winner?
Oh, I almost forgot. Last year in my fantasy league with UPS, I won a bet for free lifetime shipping. So, you're welcome for that. Take your fantasy smack talk to the next level. Visit TrophySmack.com to buy your trophy today.
What's up, and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in-season or off-season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour. Woo-hoo! I am here with my boy Tyler tonight. Tim is off camping in the backwoods of Pennsylvania somewhere. I just got back from a fun-filled draft weekend up in New Hampshire. But Tyler, how are you? You had some visitors that finally they went home, and now you got some free time.
Yes. I've been recording in the garage, and it feels good to be back inside. Those mosquitoes get you every time. Doug can attest this. When we're recording outside, I was kind of swatting, waving, just look like a fool, which is nothing new, but it feels good to be inside in a nice, just walled area away from the wilderness to record, no cars passing. But yes, it is great to be back in my normal studio. The company was great. It was fun. I had some vacation. I actually have vacation coming up next week. I'm going to play some more Madden. Oh, man. Doug,
oh man,
I love this year's Madden and everything they did with it.
So I'm debating whether to bring my Xbox, because I'm on vacation next week as well on Cape Cod, and I'm debating whether to bring my Xbox because I like to do all the daily Madden Ultimate Team stuff, and I don't want to miss out on a few things. So I'm debating it. But one thing that we are doing with Madden, so I'm actually starting a Madden podcast called Madden Matters. We're recording our first episode on Monday. So that's pretty cool. So if you like Madden, check it out. We are on Twitter at Madden Matters, and we'll be up on iTunes hopefully by the middle of the week. So if you like Madden Ultimate Team and all the things that go along with that, you can check that out. So if you want to support the Fantasy Father, much appreciated. Very cool. What do you like most about the new Madden, Tyler?
I love how they got rid of contracts. You don't have to put contracts on players. And I like how you can upgrade players. You can take... You can take a version and upgrade them even higher, because before, the annoying thing with Madden is it always seems like a new player came out with a better overall.
Yep.
So now you have an opportunity for some players to actually put that player in, and then the overall goes up, which is tremendously helpful, because that was really annoying. Right when you think you got the best Julio Jones, boom, a 95 overall came out, and it was,
yep,
it sucked.
And then, oh, that was a 98 overall, and you're like, really?
Yep.
So, yeah, it was very annoying, and I'm glad they did the training system versus the contracts, which is nice. So we won't wax about too much on Madden. If you want to hear about Madden in detail, check out the new podcast, Middle of the Week. It's awesome. So, yeah, so my weekend was filled with drafts. I had a redraft last night. My brother-in-law, Josh, my Trophy Time co-host, we did a redraft league where we keep a couple players. I kept Antonio Brown and Melvin Gordon. It was cool. Had a pretty solid team. And then this evening, a dynasty league that I've won 2 years in a row, we did our auction for free agents. It's a contract year league as well. I only got four players, but I got Russell Wilson. I got Sammy Watkins, Luke Kuechly, and then I got the punter from the Seattle Seahawks. So, whew, elite players added to my squad. Which is pretty awesome. And one of the things I did use in last night's redraft league was the Ultimate Draft Kit from the Fantasy Footballers, because it's an awesome resource. Matt Harmon, who was nice enough to share his tiers of players on Twitter, so I use that as a guide because I rank my players pretty much 1 through 150, and he does them in tiers, so that was cool. But all the reception perception data is in there, so that helped me make some decisions on certain players that I liked and didn't like. And right now, if you go on ultimatedraftkit.com, you can use code HAPPYHOUR and save 10%. So this coming weekend, Tyler, we're going to be on vacation, but it is the single busiest weekend of the year for fantasy football drafts and redraft.
Yeah. So, and the funny thing is I don't have any drafts. I'm not in any redrafts, which is...
I still am.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting it. I dropped out of the redraft league where we all get together, and that's this coming Sunday. I actually still might go just to hang out with them.
You're going to go and be the sticker bitch?
The one thing you really don't want to be at the draft, maybe I'll be the commentator and just give everybody a hard time.
I did the stickers. So the last place person in Josh's league does the stickers for the first few rounds. And then I came in like third to last because I had just a bad run of luck. So I was like, yeah, I'll do stickers. I ended up doing it for the rest of the night because I was able to keep the room going. We were done in 2 hours, but I was able to keep it. If you have a good sticker person, it can make the draft much more efficient.
Oh,
that's
agreed.
All I'm gonna say. That's all I'm going to say. So today, Tyler and I are going to bring you some of our preseason news and notes, some observations, some things that we're looking at from the Dynasty scope on players that we are going to tell you to go out and buy right now, or players that, hey, you know, you can probably sell them and make a mint. I've got one here that I actually got a trade offer for last night as the game was happening, and I was like, I'm not selling them for that price, but nice try. But first, we're going to hit you with some news because there's quite a bit of injury news in the league right now, and there's also some free agents making visits for the Washington Redskins. So I know everyone was like, oh, they lost Darius Geis, and everyone's like, oh, they're fine. They've got Samaje Perine and Rob Kelly. But Washington's like, nah, we ain't fine. We're going to host Adrian Peterson, Orleans Darkwa, and Jamal Charles, pretty much a who's who of free agent running backs outside of DeMarco Murray because he is officially retired. Tyler, if any of these guys were to sign with Washington, do any of them interest you at all?
Maybe in 2009, that would have been awesome.
Even like 3 years ago, yeah. Charles and AP were both good.
The issue is they're all the same. They're all just average. Like Dark was okay, but AP and Dark were probably equal on talent because, let's be honest, AP has nearly diminished. He is Avengers Infinity War just
faded
into dust. And
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
God, that's so sad. Oh, man.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, well, you're probably not human, but whatever.
But AP's skill set has diminished, but he can be a good goal line back. That's a good offensive line, so maybe it can work. But is he any different from anybody else? Like Jamal Charles, is he's not the same guy. But they've also got a pass catcher already in Chris Thompson. So I would probably see Darkwa or AP getting signed. But I don't think it helps him that much. And honestly, if it happens and I have that player, say you pick him up off free agents now, I'm selling him. These are just assets I'm shipping off. And it's only because I don't think it matters because I do think they're going to give Perine or Thin Rob the chance to get the ball first.
Yeah, Perine looks like he sprained his ankle in the last preseason game. He had a nice 30-yard run to start the game and then got hurt, so that was not cool. But yeah, I mean, if you're in a deep dynasty league with a lot of roster spots, I mean, yeah, if these guys are available, maybe pick them up until the news blows over. You know, I know a lot of dynasty leagues waivers run on Wednesday. So, you know, get it in front of it. I like to go in and as the news breaks, go in and check my leagues and see who's available so I don't forget. Because maybe you pick up a guy and then, yeah, if you can flip one of these guys for like a fourth round pick, like that's worth it. It's like a free fourth rounder.
Free pick.
I'm totally about that. Totally about that life. So some other news that we have out of Cleveland is it looks like Josh Gordon has finally reported back to the team. So interesting because, you know, I thought he was going to maybe sit out the whole preseason because HBO was there with Hard Knocks, but it looks like Josh Gordon's back. And I know, especially in the redraft leagues that I'm in, his stock has slipped quite a bit because, you know, he's viewed as a risk because of not reporting and things like that. Tyler, do you see this as a window for buying Josh Gordon? And are you interested in all? Or are you just kind of like, I'm so done. Like, this was years ago when he was good. Like, I'm past it.
I saw it on Twitter, and I forgot who posted it, but they said this is the ninth opportunity to sell Josh Gordon high.
Yep.
And I think it goes on saying there's never been this many chances to sell a player high. So I'm staying away. If I have him, I'm selling. And yeah, I'm going to try to go for a late first, maybe even a mid first. Any 19 first probably would do it for me. Jarvis looks really good, and from what I've seen, they love Jarvis. Njoku looks like he's finally cleared up the catching. He's meditating. I don't know if that helped.
They showed him with his shirt off, Tyler, and I had all sorts of feels.
That's the play. He gets you.
He's a beautiful young man.
He's like 21, Doug. How do you feel about that?
I'm old enough to be his father, Tyler. That's how I feel about that.
So they're like proud father tears, not like...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not sexual predator tears.
Okay. not get Chris Hansen on the phone type.
Imagine walking into a room and seeing that dude. I'd be like, oh, that'd probably be the low point of your life.
I was just here to talk football.
I wonder if he pulls that gag on his friends. Like, is a dinner party and they like they set up a room and they just have him sit in there and they send someone in and he's just sitting there.
Oh,
like that would be the ultimate gag to play on people. That would be amazing.
But going back to kind of the Cleveland area, Antonio Callaway looks good. There's a lot of mouths to feed. It looks like they can run the ball, which is a good sign. This past week two, it looks like Hyde showed up, Chubb showed up, Duke Johnson showed up. Maybe they're just going to run the ball like crazy. You don't know. I think it's going to be Landry with targets. Josh Gordon kind of a big play. You know, he'll be the long ball guy. And then you
Dez Bryant in the slot?
I don't see it happening now. It's weird. Is it weird that they just paused the talk on Dez Bryant after this Gordon news came out? So it is
interesting.
To me, it shows Cleveland had no idea about Josh Gordon. They were kind of just, okay, he's gone. He says he's coming back. And then as it progressed, they're like, do we go get Dez? What do we do? I mean, it seemed like they're kind of out of the loop too. So that also worries me about Josh Gordon. You hear about his court with his...
With the child support?
Child support, yes.
Yeah.
And how he missed a payment with that, and that almost got him jail time. It just, I don't know. It's been years since we've hoped this guy just is the guy we saw. He's the number one overall receiver. He's the big kahuna, and it just seems like the ship has sailed, and we are really hoping that it comes back, and I don't think it will.
Who's more frustrating to own in Dynasty, Josh Gordon or Rico Gathers?
Josh Gordon, because...
I know. The Rico is like, they never play him, and then he has like highlight reel catches, and he looks like an absolute stud.
But he doesn't
and
he's block.
Like, I don't care. He's a pass-catching tight end.
I know. Dallas is so in their own filth. Whatever. That they'll never realize.
They'll make Blake Jarwin a thing. So we do have some injury news that we want to go over. So while we were gone, we didn't mention it last week, but Rashad Penny had finger surgery. It looks like he's going to be fine by the beginning of the season, but Chris Carson has looked like an animal, and I have him in a couple spots where I've just kind of been sitting on him in Dynasty, so I'm feeling pretty good about that right now. Tyler, are you worried about Rashad Penny missing time with the finger or how good Carson looks that Penny could be riding pine and Carson is actually the dude? I mean, Pete Carroll is the hardest coach to trust, but what's your feeling on the Seattle backfield situation?
Okay. Is it weird that maybe, just maybe, Carson can be the first and second down guy and then Penny could be the third down back?
What about ProSize, though?
Yeah, he's played into the fourth quarter. So that just shows me.
Hey, he played a game and didn't get hurt.
Yeah, but he's also dealing with nagging injuries right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just pro-sizing.
Pro-size gonna pro-size.
So Carson does look good in our Listener League 2.0. I traded for him. I needed running back help, and yeah, I traded for him. I am not the biggest on Penny, but he could be the third down back. Russell Wilson, I don't know how he does it with the cast of characters he has at receiver, but this preseason, Russell Wilson just amazes me.
He's a baller.
He is so good. I think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback right now than Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, hot take.
And it's just based off of he has nothing and what he does with nothing. I don't know if it's luck or if it's just he's one step ahead of all of us in his thought process. But, man, the plays he makes, I don't think anybody else can make in the NFL.
All right, who do you have? Do you have Danica Patrick or Sierra?
Sierra.
Thank you. That is the only correct answer. Nice job.
I still think it's Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick? We're not going to go there. So other injury news coming out of Buffalo. A.J. McCarron fell down and got a boo-boo on his shoulder. Yeah, it's a little broken.
He did his best Tony Romo impersonation.
Yeah, Myles Garrett slammed him to the turf. A.J. go cry-cry.
By the way,
he's going to miss him a little bit.
IDP, Myles Garrett is going to destroy this year.
Yeah, if you're into defensive lineman.
Oh, man.
So McCarron is out. Josh Allen looked good in the last game. Mobility looks nice. Nathan Peterman's there. There's a window here where Josh Allen could be the week one starter. What do you think the probability percentage of that is, Tyler? 50, 60% or higher?
I would say 40% because I do think they like Peterman.
Peterman?
And Peterman looks good as well.
Yeah, he has looked pretty good.
He just, it's funny if they play Allen in front of him, and then you see Allen with just this rifle of an arm, just chucking it everywhere. And then Peterman comes in, and it's just like frisbee.
It's like frisbee. Chad Pennington.
Yeah, just, he's accurate, but man, he's got nothing on the ball. Which,
yeah, now if you only can combine the two, then they would have like a medium speed quarterback.
Yeah, which would be A.J. McCarron.
Maybe. The thing about A.J. McCarron that bothers me is like he looks like the goofiest dude to have a full tattoo sleeve. Think about it.
That's true. Anyway. But, I mean.
Yeah, it's like if you, like, it'd be like having you with like a full tattoo sleeve.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I'll let you think about it.
So,
ahead.
Speaking of tattoo sleeves, I did get a tattoo. My daughter gave me one this weekend.
Oh,
it was a lovely guitar on the arm. It was a guitar. Mm-hmm. And I angled it to the point where I could move my arm across my body and act like I'm playing the guitar. It was.
And now, is it electric or acoustic?
It's all imagination. It could be whatever you'd like.
Oh, so it could be like a, what's a little, like a banjo or anything like that?
Yes.
It could be whatever you want.
I could make beautiful music with my air tattoo guitar.
Very, very nice. So I can tell you who's going to make beautiful music. It's going to be Trey Burton because Adam Shaheen hurt his ankle in the preseason game. But it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. It looked pretty gruesome. He was carted off. Everyone with Trey Burton. I saw fireworks and streamers and everyone's like, oh my God, Trey Burton's going to blow up now. But yeah, Adam Shaheen looks like he's not going to miss any time. So keep an eye on that situation. I like the two of them together. Although I think when Shaheen's on the field, it does hurt Trey Burton. Especially in the red zone. I think Burton's going to be a good move tight end, but Shaheen's going to be a problem for Burton owners, let's be completely honest. And I think Shaheen still has some decent value in Dynasty as well.
Are you worried about Trubisky looking average?
Meh.
Yeah.
Yes, because everyone tells me that, like, all right, they have Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard. They have Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen. They have Anthony Miller, Taylor Gabriel, Allen Robinson. Is he good enough to support half of those guys? I honestly don't know.
Yeah, he still looks like he is hesitating to the point where he has a little extra pump fake in a way. He kind of just moves his shoulders a little bit, and that split second, he could probably get rid of the ball. I mean, tons of weapons. Anthony Miller is making plays. Allen Robinson has been quiet this preseason, but they are moving him around, which I love. If you can get Allen Robinson cheaper than what you could when he signed, I would go out and do it because, man, the fact that they're actually moving him in the slot, they're moving him all around, I love that.
Yeah, and Miller can play in a lot of different positions too.
Yeah, and it's
so
it's been fun to watch that offense, but Trubisky, I don't know. There's I want to see more. I feel like I need more from him in the third preseason.
That's fair. Did you see that clip where Trubisky was signing for autographs and he signed for Chase Daniel?
I love that.
Didn't even realize it.
Chase Daniel has to be one of the funniest, most liked backup quarterbacks.
Richest backup quarterbacks of all time?
Yes.
That dude's thrown like 7 passes in his career and he's made like $30 million.
And he's made tons of jokes and has one of the best sideline celebrations in the whole history of the NFL.
Not going to disagree there. And can we talk about, so tonight is SummerSlam for you wrestling fans out there. So if you're watching SummerSlam, you're probably listening to this the next day. But Mitchell Trubisky is a doppelganger for Randy Orton. Just putting it out there. This is how my mind works in mysterious ways because I think of stupid things like that. So last but not least on the injury front, this one just came through. Joe Williams hurt his rib. So the San Francisco running backs dropping like proverbial flies this preseason. You've got Jerick McKinnon with the knee/shin issue that doesn't look like it's going to linger too badly. Matt Breida with a shoulder injury. And now Joe Williams, their high round pick from last year that supposedly the table was banged for from Kyle Shanahan. There's whispers that he might go on IR for a rib injury. To me, this says that they're not big fans of Joe Williams. And they're just going to be like, you know what, we're just going to put you on the IR. And Jeremy McNichols, shout out to our co-host Tim Keller, is doing some things in the preseason, finally. After getting released from Tampa in his rookie year because he had some issues pass blocking, Jeremy McNichols, is he worth a stash on your teams, Tyler?
Yeah, and if you see him on free agents, snag him up. Mm-hmm. Because there is a good chance he makes that roster. And he's a part of the quote-unquote Shanahan experience. So if he gets any play, his value is going to just rise. And he could pan out. He could be the third down back. This offseason we've heard he's lost weight. He's kind of getting back to the form he had in Boise. So if he's a free agent and you can get him for free, nothing but positive news all offseason. We like to hear that. So he could be a guy that could either spot start for you or could get you a second, third round pick for next year and for free.
Yeah, and I don't know that he's going to win you any fantasy trophies this year, but if he did, I bet he would go on trophysmack.com and he would shop for a trophy to buy you, because if you rostered him and he helped you win, he would go to trophysmack.com. He would probably be smart enough to use code DHH and get a free championship ring, which is a $60 value.
If he used that, it'd be wrong. It would be DHH ring you would use to get that.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you for correcting me. I apologize. You know, this is what happens when you drive 2 hours home. You literally get home, you go to the bathroom, and then you sit down in front of a podcast, and then you scramble the right notes. So thank you for clarifying that for me. That's very helpful of you.
You're welcome, Jeremy McNichols.
McNipples. I have McNipples, Greg. Can you milk me? All right, let's get into some of our preseason talk. So, Tyler, you want to bring up a few players that we want to talk about. So I'll let you control this segment with who you want to talk about, because we went over briefly before we started some storylines, some players that we're looking to buy, some players that we're looking to possibly sell, as well as players that we're looking forward to having on our team.
Yeah, I was just watching a little bit of highlights from this past week's game, and Tyrell Williams has jumped off the page 2 weeks in a row, and it's not the plays he's making. Well, yeah, the plays he's making are great. It's the usage. It's how much they're targeting him, as well as Keenan Allen still getting his, as well as Melvin Gordon still looking meh.
Melvin Gordon?
But Tyrell Williams is a guy that you could still get for a third-round pick, and he could be your flex starter. And he could produce wide receiver 3 numbers for pretty much nothing. And like, he's making leaping catches. It's a contract year for this guy. He could go off to a different team and be a big name free agent, as much as I'd like that to happen, I think I'd like him to stay more, because we all know what happens to free agent wide receivers. But everybody's talking about Mike Williams and that tremendous catch he made. But the player that is popping off the video for me is Tyrell Williams each and every week.
Yeah, Tyrell Williams reminds me of another former Charger, and that's Malcolm Floyd. You remember Malcolm Floyd back in the fantasy days? Tall, lanky receiver, good at the deep ball. He reminds me a lot of him, and he was fantasy relevant for a handful of years. He wasn't the sexiest player out there, but he was a pretty good player. I mean, the thing with Tyrell, he's going to get you those big plays. I've liked him and the value that we get. We got him super late in a startup that you and I did in the deep double-digit rounds. And I was like, why is this guy still here? Like you said, he's going into a free agent year. They gave him the restricted free agent tender. He's back. But he could make some cake on another team and maybe even get more opportunities for targets on another team. But I'm loving Tyrell Williams as the number two target in the passing game for the Chargers. And I know everyone, like you said, with the Mike Williams thing, and everyone wants him to be a thing because he was a top 10 pick. But let's not sleep on Tyrell Williams, who just 2 years ago had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, if I remember correctly. So I think the talent's there and the rapport with Rivers is there. So I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and go do it now.
Do it.
Just hit pause. Go send out offers. We'll wait.
Tyrell the Gazelle. Send him.
Next one, Doug. This is near and dear to our hearts. Jameis is a huge buy for me. He looks lights out. Jameis looks like his head is on straight. I hope to God it is, because he he has used up all of his chances. He is on his last legs in Tampa.
What kind of legs are those, Tyler? Are they crab legs?
Yes. Speaking of that, this past weekend I had crab legs, and in my head I'm like, man, Jameis wanted to steal these. Like, they're good, but they're not, I'm going to go into a gas station and steal them good.
Yeah, maybe. Were they snow crab legs? Like, I don't know. What, they could have been Alaskan. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a crab connoisseur.
Neither am I. I am not a crab. I'm not a big crab guy.
But they must have been the real thing for Jameis to do what he did. So Jameis has looked awesome. That offense is running on all cylinders, which is going to allow me to transition into another player. Rojo's the only player on Tampa that isn't doing anything, and it does not worry me. Not at all. It's the preseason.
More carries than yards, though.
It's the preseason. I think he's trying
to... Is he going to be like the bizarro Amir Abdullah? Like Abdullah blows up in the preseason and he's nothing, and Rojo's going to do nothing in the preseason and blow up?
Exactly. I mean, people were worried about Nick Chubb week one of the preseason, and look what he did. Rojo's a guy that, yeah, Barber's probably going to get the starting reps off the start. Barber. He looks good. Barber looks good. Why can't we live in a world where they split? Why can't we live in a world where Barber gets 15, Rojo gets 15? We can. That is what the NFL is turning to. Rojo's a big play guy. Rojo could get you the points on one carry, which is nice to have. Barber can get you the goal line carries.
Grind it out.
Yeah. So I like both players, but Rojo is just being hated on so much. And I get it. Like, he does not look that great, but it's the preseason, and I'm going to give it a pass and go with what I saw throughout my whole entire offseason evaluation. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I'm still sticking to that. And until it's midway through the season and he is just terrible, that's when I'm going to rethink what I saw. But until then, I'm going out and trying to get Rojo. I'm giving up 19 firsts for him. And that's only because next year's class, I don't think is that great.
From a running back perspective, yes. I don't think it is. Yeah.
But yeah, Rojo, he's only 21. He's still super young. Go out and buy him.
Yeah, I got Rojo pretty late in that redraft league. I got him in like the 9th round, and then I paired him with Barber later. Barber has been one of my favorite late round running backs in dynasty startups. I got him in Scott Fishbowl super late. A couple of the other startups I've done in the offseason, I've gotten Barber. It seems like I land Tyrell Williams and Barber on a ton of teams. So I am loving what you're putting down so far this evening.
When I think of Rojo, I just think of the Chappelle Show, the player haters ball. Yeah, player haters ball. And hate. That's every time I go on Twitter, that's all I hear in my head is hate.
Yeah, I mean, you might be accurate there. And as far as Jameis goes, like you said, I watched part of the highlights of that game. And Jameis, I mean, yeah, he looks like a man that is. I mean, we saw it last year at the end of the season. He was a top 7 quarterback over the last 8 weeks of 2017. So the writing's on the wall that Jameis, I know he's going to miss 3 games, but you're 100% correct. If you can go out and get Jameis at a reduced price, especially in your Superflex formats, because people might be a little scared because he's had some troubles off the field, I think Jameis has the potential to have a monster season when he comes back.
Also, you got to look at it like this. Jameis has had everything given to him except crab legs. But
yeah, he took those.
He is in a position that I don't think he's ever been in his NFL career, which is he has to prove something. Uh-huh. He actually can't just go off of his...
National champion. Yeah, I'm a highly rated recruit.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's never been in this situation. So I love it for Jameis. And Jameis in redraft could win you your league.
He's not even getting drafted.
He's a late round guy that could absolutely just turn from, oh, I picked him off waivers, to he is locked in as my starter week to week. I don't need to pick up anybody else.
Yeah, and that would be phenomenal. So I know earlier you spoke about between Rojo and Barber being a backfield that split carries. So we had some news this week around Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray, how they're talking about they want to be the best 1-2 combo, and then there was rumors out there that they might split carries on the season, although some of the usage from last year doesn't dictate that. So Tyler, what's your analysis on this split carries thing? I mean, we're both Dalvin Cook truthers to the core of our souls. So does this scare you at all? Or are you just like, not so much?
No. When I saw this, I laughed because I knew there's going to be a group of people that comes out of the bushes just kind of like Smeagol looking around.
Smeagol.
That was pretty good.
Your cry?
The news just made me laugh because Zimmer came out during OTAs when people asked, hey, is Cook and Latavius going to split? What is the running back going to look like? And Zimmer straight out said, Cook is our guy. He is going to be our guy. So give me the coach saying these things over news blurbs, because I'm going to trust what I saw with my eyes when Cook was in the game, which is getting 20 plus carries. I mean,
and Mike Zimmer trusted it, and he only saw him with one eye.
You know, he's got his sight in both. So we can't do those jokes anymore until
At the time, though, he had the patch on. Yes. So I'm not historically inaccurate here.
You're not at all.
Nice.
But yeah, Dalvin Cook is going to see the majority of the carries. And I posted on Twitter, if there's ever been a chance, God has given us, the fantasy gods has given us a chance to buy Dalvin Cook for 90 to 95% of his regular price right now. Take it. Buy him if possible, because if you could throw this news in the owner's face and be like, hey, does this make you nervous? Because I will pay for Dalvin Cook still. Mm-hmm. Do it. Because Dalvin Cook is a guy that I feel could be the Todd Gurley. He could be a guy that wins you the league. He is your smash locked in. He is not leaving my lineups. And God, it sucks I have to take my lineup in bye weeks. And I don't want to, but he is that guy.
I mean, you could leave him in your lineup during bye weeks. You just wouldn't accrue any points.
That is very true. But Dalvin Cook is a guy that is going to destroy this year. He looks great. Nothing but good news. He could actually play in the third week of the preseason. Just a little bit. Probably to get the rust off.
Get some game speed. Yep, yeah,
which is a good idea, I feel. And man, with Kirk Cousins looking pretty good, wheels up.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, I want to talk a little bit about some of the other Vikings running backs. So you've obviously got Dalvin Cook and you've got Latavius Murray. They want to be the 1-2, but all of a sudden the Vikings running back room is looking pretty nice. They've got Rock Thomas, who's shown out in the preseason and gotten some rave reviews in training camp. And then they have this undrafted kid out of I don't even know where, named Mike Boone, who runs like his hair's on fire and he's angry at people. He reminds me a little bit of John Kelly, the way that he runs, just yep. angry. And I love that because those old school smash mouth running backs that run with anger, I've always gravitated towards. So I've gone in some of my dynasty leagues and put in waivers last week for Mike Boone, and I was able to get him. And I'm just going to sit on a taxi squad, but I like the talent. He's one of the more athletic running backs coming out of the draft and just didn't get drafted. So Mike Boone, if he's available in your dynasty league and it's a deep league that you can stash him on your taxi, I implore you to do that because I think he could be something. I just don't know when.
My favorite part about him is watching the game yesterday. There was just a linebacker going in free and Boone stood him up. Like Boone just stood there.
It's because he couldn't lower his head.
It was amazing pass protection. And my wife's father was here. And he's like, wow, that was a good play. He also saw the block, and I said, that dude is making the team. And I'm like, if he can pass protect like that and run the way he's been running, he has to make the team.
Mike Boone could be an Alex Collins in a couple years.
Yes.
You never know. You never know.
He looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tyler, you want to talk a little bit about some rookie wide receivers, I believe.
Yeah, and Doug, I want to say what you said off air, which Doug gave a hot take, and this rookie wide receiver class could be better than the rookie running back class.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have? DJ Moore looks explosive.
All these guys, a lot of these guys are flashing, and
I love
it.
Now, DJ Moore had a fumble, but it was not his fault. I'm not going to put that on DJ Moore. The helmet hit the football. He tucked it in, but it was a perfect play by the defender. So I'm going to give him a pass. He looks good. They're targeting him. Kelvin Ridley, just nothing but rave reviews. We all knew he was going to be a guy who was ready to play. But if he gets slot duties or gets that wide receiver 2 snaps over Mohamed Sanu, he's going to be fantasy relevant year 1. And I like that. He could get Cooper Kupp numbers easily.
Okay. Give me the rest of your list. Anthony Miller. We got to talk about Anthony Miller. That's my dude.
Anthony Miller looks fantastic. He looks as advertised.
Stud.
Yeah, God. The thing that worries me is my Allen Robinson shares. That's how good he looks.
He's going to lead that team in catches, Anthony Miller.
It's going to suck because that's the only – like every time I watch him and – I have a couple of home leagues where I drafted Anthony Miller where I had Allen Robinson. I hate doing that, but I'm like, I like Anthony Miller and he was a value. I'm glad I did, but it sucks because I'm like, oh, Allen Robinson's going to get hurt by that because Anthony Miller is just lights out. And I can't go a podcast talking about rookie wide receivers without mentioning James Washington looks fantastic.
Yeah, he showed out in the last preseason game. And I wasn't on this podcast. I think it was on Trophy Time that I said, you know, James Washington could be this year's Juju.
And
which is crazy because they're on the same team.
Yeah, could we see who was it? It was Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb for the Packers. Mm-hmm. All top, was it top 24?
24, 25, sure.
Could we see that with the Steelers? James Watt, like, I mean, if Le'Veon Bell comes in and he's rusty, yeah, he's still going to get his. What if he doesn't come back? Mm-hmm. That could be a situation where James Washington could be a top 24 receiver. He looks so good. And just how he plays the ball in the air is fantastic.
It's a special skill.
That my ball mentality. And it's not only that. It's just what we all talked about all offseason, how he uses his speed, his body, the angles, and his long pterodactyl arms to go get that ball. And man,
yeah, He's looked really, really good. I want to talk about two receivers that I, throughout the preseason, that I've liked. And one of them is Michael Gallup, who I wasn't huge on.
You were on that horse since day one.
Yes, I was trotting around the field. So he scored in back-to-back weeks from Dak Prescott. And he's looking like he could emerge as the wide receiver one in Dallas, outside receiver. I still think Cole Beasley probably catches the most balls there. But I really like what I've seen from Gallup.
Me too.
And last but not least from me is one of the guys that I've kind of put my flag down is Dante Pettis. So I think Dante Pettis is going to be really, really good. And I think he's going to make Pierre Garçon irrelevant.
Wow. Now, I don't mind that take because I have Pettis in a couple areas. What do you think of Christian Kirk?
I mean, I thought he looked good in this last game. That touchdown reception he had from Rosen right up the middle of the field that he held on to with contact was good. I mean, I know he ran that punt back in the first game and just kind of tripped over his own feet. So the speed and everything looks good there. I think, you know, I read a report that Kirk is really pushing for the number two job. But the only thing that scares me about that this year is that Fitzgerald's still in the slot.
Yep.
You know, Kirk, to me, projected as a slot guy. I don't know if he has the oomph to play on the outside, as Tyler would like to say. So that would be my only concern with Kirk. But another rookie receiver we're hearing great things about is Cortland Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
He scored this week from Chad Kelly, and he's been getting absolutely I think he's going to be fantasy relevant in year one because I think they're going to kick Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas in and out of the slot, and Sutton's going to have a starting role on the outside. And I think that he is going to be fantasy relevant year one. Yeah. So, I mean, this rookie, now that we're a couple weeks into preseason and we've gone through training camp, I mean, this rookie wide receiver class, look at all the rookie running backs. You've got Rashad Penny with a finger injury. Sony Michel had to get his knee drained. Saquon Barkley, I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but he did tweak his hamstring. I mean, you've got Royce Freeman, who's looked probably the best out of anybody in game action.
Because he's the one who's not hurt.
Right. Rojo is getting more carries than he is yards.
Nick
Chubb struggled in the first game, but you know he showed some flashes in the second game.
Oh, destroyed.
Kerryon Johnson has looked good in moments, but to me, this wide receiver group has looked much better than the running back group. And if you were to tell me I'd be saying this at the beginning of the draft process, I'd be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, go back in time and future Doug tells past Doug, draft receivers. You look at him, you'd slap him in the face and be like, get out of here.
Future Doug tells old Doug, lose weight, fatty.
And then draft receivers.
Like, I'm skinny now. Yay.
And draft the receivers. All right.
And draft all those damn receivers. Yeah, it's crazy to me. And we'll obviously see how the season plays out. But there's a lot of bright spots in this rookie wide receiver class. So if you drafted wide receivers later in your rookie drafts, you are absolutely reaping the benefits of it at this moment. So I want to talk about a second-year wide receiver. And that's Taywan Taylor, because if there's anybody that's improved his stock more throughout the training camp process and preseason, it's Taywan Taylor. And I want to give a shout out to Travis May for going to Tennessee camp and logging in touches, who's working with the first team, giving us highlight clips. He's been one of the most impressive players in camp, along with Corey Davis, because Rishard Matthews is hurt, and we really don't know what's going on with him, but he looks like he's a candidate for the pup when the season starts. Taywan Taylor is the number two receiver in Tennessee, and he is absolutely showing out. I love Taywan, and I own him in a bunch of spots last year because I love the athletic profile. His college production was great, and I love Taywan Taylor. So I'm in the Capitals Pigs 2 League, and after he scored that touchdown last night, I saw my email, and I was like, someone offered me like $35 of blind bidding for Taywan Taylor. I paid $3 for Taywan Taylor. I declined so fast because Taylor's one of my guys, so I was like, nah, I'm not trading him. But what do you think about Taywan Taylor? Could he be a wide receiver three this year with some upside in your starting lineups possibly, Tyler?
It's all based off of Matthews and how he progresses with his injury. Mm-hmm. Now, if Matthews is on the pup, Taylor could be a guy that could be a flex play for you in a pinch. He looks good. I mean, you look at last year, he had a couple 40, I think he had like a 44-yard catch. He showed flashes.
He's good with the ball in his hand. Oh, very. One of the most encouraging things I like to see.
He is what they wanted out of Kendall Wright when they took him in the first round.
He had that 90 catch season. Don't forget.
Yes.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And where else is the ball going to go? They got the ex-Atlanta Falcons, Nick Williams, who's number, if you guys don't know who he is, he's number 14 for them. He is getting starter reps. That's how depleted that wide receiver core is. I mean, don't get me wrong, Nick Williams is a fine slot receiver, but he should not be a starter. So if Taylor is a guy who's going to be in the slot as a starter, even with Matthews back, I still like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And with Mariota giving him every chance possible in the preseason shows me they're getting a connection going. Like you said, Davis is going to be the one. But that passing attack absolutely looks a lot better than last year. And Mariota is a guy who looks fantastic too. He looks like a guy who is actually playing like he did 2 years ago. So this offense could be an offense that we look to and say, wow, we should have never overlooked them. Because Taylor is a guy who was a early fourth-round pick last year that we were all excited about. Now just he went in the dark, and now all of a sudden, now that he's getting playing time, that talent that we all saw is showing, which is what you want to see.
So before we talk about one of your favorite players at the moment, we talked about Taywan Taylor being a possible wide receiver 3. Tyler, what's a resource that you could use to help set your fantasy lineups this season?
Well, it would be our good friends at SquadQL. Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league?
I do.
Everybody does. Well, look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals this year. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineups for each week based on your starters, bench players, and free agent pool. You may ask, how does SquadQL actually do this? The app connects directly with your Yahoo, ESPN, and CBS leagues, pulling in your actual roster and your league scoring system. The app also provides waiver recommendations and player rankings each week, all based on your league settings. SquadQL truly is your go-to app this fantasy football season. So head to squadql.com to download SquadQL, your all-in-one fantasy football secretary. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy lineup optimizer trusted by 100,000 DFS players. You can also download RotoQL for free for both Apple and Android.
So I heard you mention secretary there, and this next player that we want to talk about when we wrap up. So he was supposed to be holding the clipboard, but things have changed in the Big Apple, Tyler. Talk to me about Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay. Last year, all you heard me talk about was DeShone Kizer, a quarterback I love.
Who still looked good in the preseason game, by the way.
Thanks a lot, Hugh. But hopefully you can get that Hugh off of him.
That pew.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, everybody. We should have ended the show earlier. You had to hear that joke. But Kizer showed out in the preseason. Tons of hype was around him. We all loved it. Hit the regular season. Yes, he was fantasy relevant for weeks. But man, he did not look great. Sam Darnold is showing out this preseason. He was my 1A quarterback that I was telling everybody to go out and draft. He's a guy that I liked. He is super young, and I did not even expect him to do this well. But he looks like a stud. I mean, he is out there with a guess who of weapons. Yeah, he's got Robbie Anderson, a guy who everybody seems to love and hopefully stays out of trouble. But you got guys like Chris Herndon, a tight end, who's a sleeper on everybody's list. You've got the likes of Blah Powell, who is a guy who we can never trust, but always shows out at the wrong moments when we don't start him, and then we pick him up.
Usually against Buffalo, he'll have a big game.
Yes. But Darnold just looks like he knows the playbook already, and he just looks amazing to me. And he looks light years ahead of what I ever thought he would be at right now. I liked him, but I liked him for next year. I thought McCown was going to be the starter, but it looks like a situation where, yes, Teddy looks good, but I think Teddy is going to get traded. So when Teddy moves on, it will be McCown as the 2 holding the clipboard and Darnold actually being the starter week one. I don't know if it's a correct move because I do think Darnold needs to sit a little bit. But with how he's looking, how can you not start the young kid?
Yeah, and I think that's definitely the buzz. So I think we see Sam Darnold taking the snaps week one for your New York Jets, not your New York Jets. For Elliot Christ's New York
Jets.
Oh,
God. I almost panicked when you said mine. Oof.
We're not going
I mean,
there.
Jets fans don't even know how to spell the Jets. Remember that? During the
draft.
Yeah,
it's J-E-S-T, right? Jest?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Get them, Jets fans. Oh, no. It's all good. All right. Well, that is going to wrap us up this week for Dynasty Happy Hour. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars are the best stars, aren't they, Tyler?
Yeah. But, I mean, even if it's a 4, 3, 2, or 1 star review, just let us know how we're doing and what we can work on.
Yeah, I feel like I can't take these dad jokes anymore. We need to hear that feedback so we can up the ante and give you more dad jokes. And make sure you check out DynastyHappyHour.com. There's a ton of content coming out on the website. We've got all the beat writers from all the different teams giving you content. And you can check out some of the, you know, the game recaps and the news and notes and things that they're seeing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people pushing out content. A lot of hardworking writers.
Like a big old content baby.
Yes. A lot of writers pushing out a lot of good stuff, doing some hard work. And so go check out that hard work that they are putting in to these amazing articles. And also go out and get yourself some Dynasty Happy Hour shirts and sweatshirts. I got a sweatshirt on right now, and it is so cozy.
I need to give me one of those.
It is.
The fall's coming. It'll be here before we know it.
It is super cozy. Oh, love it.
That's such a Minnesota word, cozy.
Super cozy.
Oh, it's super cozy. Oh, man.
I'm sorry you made fun of me.
I wasn't making fun. I said it was cozy was a Minnesota. It sounds like a word you'd hear in Minnesota. It's like
a
nice word.
I apologize.
It's a nice, warm, fuzzy word.
Cozy.
Jeez.
Moist and cozy.
No, don't even go there. That's going to wrap up Dynasty Happy Hour this week. We can't go any further. So thank you for tuning in. Leave those iTunes reviews. Check out the website. Buy some of our swag. Check out the draft kit. Check out SquadQL and get yourself a trophy. Do all those things, and we will give you big, cozy hugs at the end of the day as a thank you. So until next week, I've been your host, Doug Eddy, a.k.a. The Fantasy Father, and Tyler has been my lovely co-host. Tim will be back next week. Listen a little bit further, and then you can find all of our Twitter handles. We will see you next week on The Happy Hour.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH_Tim, Tyler at DHH_Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH@DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.